Spanish-owned Avant Money has become the first lender in the Irish market to offer a fixed rate covering the entire length of a standard 30-year mortgage. Finance Ireland is the only other lender offering mortgage fixed rates greater than 10 years. Earlier I spoke to Rachel McGovern, Director of Financial Services at Brokers Ireland, and I asked her about this new mortgage product.
This is a good product for any consumers out there who want to avail of the current low interest rate environment. It allows certainty on repayments, so you would have the exact same repayment on your mortgage for the term of the mortgage, which is 30 years. So it's a really good facility and offers great competition in the market.
How low are the interest rates that are being offered to you? What sort of value are they offering?
So the rates that they are offering is a 30-year term starting at 2.85% for a 60% loan-to-value ratio. So you have to imagine, obviously, these rates are not going to be very, very cheap because they're fixing in for 30 years, but they are very competitive to what is on the market at the moment. And if we look at other countries and the fixed rates that they're offering there, you know, you can get like a 2.35% rate in France for a 25-year loan. So they're in or around kind of competitive rates with other European countries. There are a couple of elements in relation to fixed-term mortgages that some people are nervous about, such as having to pay a redemption fee. But the good news is with this product, their redemption fees are capped at 2%.
What's a redemption fee, Rachel? Sorry.
So a redemption fee is basically you are agreeing to fix into a repayment over a certain term, like a 5-year fixed term or a 10-year fixed term. And if you decide you want to change to a different lender or possibly sell your house or you know, and you're breaking that mortgage,
yes,
you would have to pay a redemption figure if you're within a fixed term.
Why would somebody want to commit for that long to a fixed mortgage rate? I mean, they're offering terms of up to 30 years here.
So the rates go up and down. Obviously, as you know, interest rates go up and down through the cycle of the market and through the cycle of a mortgage. And some people like the certainty of fixing in for a long period, and they know exactly then what their monthly outgoings are going to be. And as I mentioned, with this particular product, the redemption fee is capped at 2%, falling to 1.5% after 10 years. And the other little plus to this particular product is that if you move home and you keep your mortgage with Avant, they will actually refund the early redemption fees. So that is a good selling point in relation to this product. So even if you decide to move home, this might be not your forever home that you're purchasing at the start. If you decide to move home within the 30 years, you can, if you stay with Avant, get those redemption fees refunded.
This comes not long after Finance Ireland's 20-year fixed rate being offered. Why are we seeing two mortgage offers of a new type in such a short space of time here? What's happening?
Well, these type of products have traditionally been available in mainland Europe, in Spain and France, where you can get like 25-year fixed rates for like 2.35%. And there's probably a lot more appetite for these type of products going forward, especially in the low interest rate environment. You know, people, the interest rates may not move for a couple of years, but you know, if they do, then people would like to have certainty about their monthly repayments and their outgoings. And people are buying properties that obviously property prices have increased. So your mortgage repayments are usually substantial. And you know, people like to have peace of mind in knowing that the amount they're paying out each month is not going to fluctuate upwards.
Even with the introduction of this service and Finance Ireland, there still isn't a huge amount of competition here for mortgages compared to other countries in Europe, for example, and there is very little competition when it comes to variable rates. Are we likely to see any more banks come into the country? I mean, it seems to be going the other way, in fact, when it comes to traditional banks.
There is an opportunity there for some foreign lenders to come into Ireland, and they could passport their services in or establish themselves within Ireland and lend to Irish consumers. So there is the ability for someone to do that. And I think we might see more of that, you know, as technology progresses, as it's easier to conduct business across border through other European countries and into Ireland.
That's Rachel McGovern, Director of Financial Services at Brokers Ireland.